Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome back to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. We're so glad you're here with us. If you ever want to go back and catch one of our recent messages, you can go to sugarhill.church and click on resources, and you can watch past sermons, and you can find all kinds of helpful resources on our site. But today, as we think about community, I want you to think about the furnace of our formation. Proverbs 27, verse 17 is a common verse that says, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. This powerful, simple little proverb illustrates how community acts as a furnace for our spiritual formation. And here's what I mean by that. Number one is constructive criticism. We need friends who love us enough to tell us the truth. They aren't just fair weather friends or yes men, but people who care enough, honestly, to point out blind spots or the shadow sides of our personalities, because we all have them. Number two, they're refining our character. Just as iron sharpens iron, our interactions with others smooth out our rough edges. Those moments when someone calls us out on our less than Jesus-like behavior, that's the furnace at work. That's helpful. That's powerful. Number three, revealing our true selves. Community acts as a magnifying mirror, showing us aspects of our lives that we might not see otherwise. It's in relationship with others that our true character is revealed and refined. And then number four, transformation through relationships. Real change happens in community. Left to ourselves, we often remain unchanged, but through the give and take of relationships, we actually become more like Christ. Remember, we become like the five people we hang out with the most. This isn't just true for teenagers, it's a lifelong principle. So the question is, who are you surrounding yourself with? Embrace the furnace of community. It may be uncomfortable at times, but it's through this process that God shapes us into the people he's calling us to be. Don't be shy. Don't stay away from the heat. Instead, lean into it and watch how God can use it in your life to forge your true self. Man, that is the furnace of formation, and it happens in community. If you don't have a community yet and you're here in the Sugar Hill area, please go to sugarhill.church/groups and find one that you can plug into. And if we can help you with that, just email us at hello@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.